Imagine this. You're poised on a world-class golf course. The sun warm on your face, maybe a gentle breeze rustling through vineyards or perhaps across a lagoon.
Sounds pretty idyllic.
Doesn't it? You've just hit a perfect shot and you know that ahead lies not just a luxurious accommodation and exquisite dining, but a tranquil spa ready to melt away any lingering stress.
The ultimate escape, real.
Exactly. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into a really intriguing article. It's titled Top Golf Resorts in the Caribbean, a South African Twist.
Okay, that title alone raises questions.
It certainly does. Our mission here is to pull out the most important insights from this source, give you a shortcut to being well-informed, and maybe uncover some fascinating perspectives.
Okay.
Let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Because right off the bat, for an article supposedly about top golf resorts in the Caribbean, there's this pretty big geographical puzzle in the title.
The South African Twists.
That's the one. It's exactly what we need to unravel first. My first thought, and maybe yours too, was why? Why talk about South Africa in an article framed around the Caribbean? Is it marketing? Or is it something deeper about how we define excellence?
Well, what's fascinating here and what the article seems to do is use the Caribbean almost as a benchmark for luxury golf.
Yep.
You know?
Okay.
But then the actual detailed content, the resorts it really profiles, they're all premier golf resorts in South Africa. Exclusively.
So it's not even a mix. It's just South Africa.
Correct. It sort of implies or maybe implicitly argues that these South African spots meet or even exceed that global standard. It's like it's challenging our perception of where top-tier golf exists.
Suggesting excellence isn't just confined to the places we always think of.
Exactly. It forces us to maybe redraw our mental maps of luxury travel. Interestingly, the article's own FAQ section defines top golf resorts in the Caribbean quite broadly. No. It talks about characteristics like stunning natural landscapes,
yeah,
world-class golf courses designed by renowned architects, and luxurious accommodations. It mentions an unparalleled golfing experience set amidst tropical beauty and vibrant culture.
Ah, so it sets up a quality definition, not just a location.
Precisely. And it's that broad, quality-focused definition that allows these South African resorts to be presented as absolutely top within the article's context.
That makes sense. It frames it less about a specific place on the map and more about those universal qualities of excellence. So using those criteria, what are the core elements the article highlights? What makes any golf resort truly world-class, wherever it is?
Right. Well, first and foremost, you need unparalleled golf courses. That's foundational.
Naturally.
The article goes into detail about courses designed by legends Peter Matkovich, Gary Player, Doug Carrick, even Ernie Els. These aren't just pretty layouts. They're designed to challenge golfers.
How? What kind of challenges?
Oh, diverse ones. Natural wetlands, rolling hills, bunkers placed very strategically, undulating greens that test your putting, water features.
Mm.
It's all there to make the game demanding, but also really rewarding.
And the article mentions some unique features too, doesn't it? I remember reading about Arabella's signature seventh hole.
Yes. Hailed as one of the most picturesque anywhere.
Yeah.
It's visually stunning, but also a tough par.
And what about that elephant bunker at Sun City?
That's at the Lost City Golf Course. It's incredible. It's this huge, multi-tiered bunker, literally shaped like an elephant's footprint. Looks amazing, but apparently it's a nightmare to get out of.
Huh. I can imagine. It sounds like the settings are just as important as the courses themselves.
Absolutely crucial. The backdrops described are, well, breathtaking. You've got the Bot River Lagoon, the Overberg region, the Otanico Mountains, views of the Indian Ocean, Helderberg Mountain, the Cape Winelands Vineyards, False Bay, coastal views.
Wow.
It elevates it beyond just golf. It becomes this whole sensory experience deeply connected to the natural beauty of the place.
Okay, so amazing golf in stunning locations. What about off the course? What does the article say about the rest of the experience?
Well, beyond the greens, it paints a picture of total luxury and comfort. The accommodation, for instance.
Right. What kind of options?
It highlights a whole spectrum. You might have historic manor houses, modern hotel rooms, even private villas. The common thread is that they're designed for serious comfort and style.
Things like premium bedding, space, balconies.
Exactly. Premium bedding, spacious layouts, private balconies are often mentioned, and a big emphasis is placed on those stunning views, integrating the inside with the outside beauty. It's about feeling immersed in the location.
Nice. And after a day out there battling bunkers or just soaking in the views, what about dining?
The culinary side seems really well covered. It talks about everything from fine dining experiences to more casual fare.
A good mix, then.
Yeah, and a strong emphasis on fresh local ingredients. Diverse cuisines, too, local South African specialties, international dishes, even specific mentions like authentic Indian food at Sun City's The Raj.
Sounds delicious. And I imagine relaxation is key, too. Spas.
Oh, definitely. Spa and wellness centers are highlighted as crucial. And they're not just standard massage places. Resorts like Pazula, for example, seem to go further.
Oh, so?
They often feature things like heated pools, saunas, but also holistic programs that use local South African ingredients and traditional wellness techniques. It adds a unique regional flavor to the pampering.
That sounds amazing, like a really authentic experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just golf and spas. For those who want more activity, there's hiking, cycling, bird watching, tennis. And some places like Sun City are described as full-on entertainment hubs.
Right. Sun City has the Valley of Waves, water park, the casino.
Exactly. Lots for everyone, not just the golfer.
It also seems these resorts double up for business or events.
Yeah, that's another point the article makes. Many are set up as exceptional venues for conferences, events, even weddings. They have versatile spaces, the latest tech, blurring the lines between work and play, perhaps.
Got it. And for the practical side of golf, lessons, rentals?
All covered. Professional coaching and tailored lessons for any skill level seem readily available. Plus, the convenience of renting equipment, which is great if you don't want to haul your clubs.
Definitely. Any mention of deals or best times to visit?
It mentions enticing package deals for golfers, making it maybe more accessible. And while the best time to visit advice dry season, direct to April, comes from the generalized Caribbean context in the source.
Right.
It generally holds true for good golfing weather in these South African regions, too. Oh, and importantly, many are specifically noted as being family friendly, with activities for all ages.
Okay, so that sets the stage. We understand the criteria for world class. Now let's get into the specifics. Which South African resorts does the article actually spotlight? This is the core of that twist, right?
Exactly. This is where it gets really interesting, showcasing the unique character of each place.
Yeah.
First up, there's the Arabella Hotel and Spa.
Okay, what's a highlight there?
It's championship course, designed by Keter Makovich. It's consistently ranked among South Africa's best. And the views. Stunning vistas of the Bot River Lagoon and the Overberg region.
Yeah.
We already mentioned its signature seventh hole, world-renowned for being picturesque and challenging.
Sounds impressive. Who's next?
Then you have Fancourt Estate, a huge name in golf.
Definitely heard of Fancourt.
It actually has three courses mentioned. The Montague and Otenica, both Gary Player designs, known for integrating natural beauty with strategic play. But the real standout, the article emphasizes, is the links at Fancourt.
What's special about the links?
It's the only Ernie Els designed links course in South Africa. A true links experience, coastal, windswept, demanding that ground game. A proper strategic test, and it's set right on the beautiful garden route.
A unique offering, then. Okay, what about Pazula Resort Hotel and Spa?
Pazula boasts a magnificent 18-hole championship course by Doug Carrick. The key feature, breathtaking panoramic Indian Ocean views from literally every hole.
Every hole.
Yeah. And remember, we talked about spas with local flair. Pazula Spa is highlighted for exactly that, using local South African ingredients and traditional techniques in its treatments. Adds that distinct regional touch.
Lovely. Okay, moving along the list. Arenvale Estate Hotel and Spa.
Arenvale features a picturesque 18-hole Gary Player course, set against the dramatic backdrop of the Helderberg Mountain. What's really great here is its location.
Oh, whereabouts?
It's right near the famous Cape Lynelands. You can easily combine top-level golf with visits to renowned wine estates like Virgil Edeling. So golf, wine, scenery, it's a fantastic combination.
That sounds like a perfect day trip. Okay, next.
Sun City Resort. We touched on this one. It's huge and diverse. Two exceptional championship courses, the famous Gary Player Country Club, host of major tournaments.
Right.
And the unique Lost City Golf Course with that memorable elephant bunker. But beyond golf, it's highlighted as this vibrant entertainment hub. The water park, casino, live shows. Great for families or those wanting more buzz.
A different vibe altogether. What about Steenberg Hotel and Spa?
Steenberg offers another Peter Makovich course, but this one's set amidst sprawling vineyards in the Constantia Wine Valley, part of the Cape Winelands.
More wine country golf.
Exactly. And it really leans into that. The article mentions combining the golf with gastronomic delights at their Trin restaurant, focusing on local fresh food. It's a true wine and golf destination.
Sounds sophisticated. Is there one more?
Yes. Lastly, Clovelly Country Club. This one offers a challenging course with beautiful views over False Bay. The article notes its strong community feel, modern clubhouse, and the benefits of membership. It seems to foster a real sense of belonging.
So slightly different focus there, more on the club atmosphere, perhaps?
Seems like it, yeah. A different facet of the golf experience.
Okay, that's quite a lineup. 7 distinct high-caliber resorts.
Absolutely. And if we connect this all back to the bigger picture, what we really see is how these South African resorts perfectly exemplify that broad definition of a top golf resort laid out in the article's own FAQ.
They tick all the boxes.
They really do.
Right.
World-class golf, luxury accommodation, relaxation, diverse activities.
Yeah.
They blend it all seamlessly. It proves that this level of excellence isn't just found in the Caribbean or other traditionally famous spots. It's truly global, and South Africa is clearly a major player.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, this deep dive really shows that these destinations, regardless of the article's slightly confusing title, offer incredibly comprehensive experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a serious golfer wanting that championship challenge, or maybe someone just seeking pure relaxation at a luxury spa, or even if you're planning a family trip with lots to do for everyone.
There's something there.
Exactly. These South African resorts seem to offer fantastic options. They fulfill all those criteria for a world-class golf escape, maybe even making us rethink where we look for that kind of trip.
Definitely broadens the horizons.
Yep. So, to summarize, what we've found in this deep dive is that South Africa possesses this incredible collection of world-class golf resorts. They genuinely stand shoulder to shoulder with any top destination globally, offering everything needed for an exceptional golfing getaway.
Spot on. And maybe this leaves you with a question to think about. What does it really mean to find excellence or these top destinations when you start looking beyond the usual categories or the expected geographical boundaries?
That's a great point.
Perhaps there are other hidden gems, other twists in areas you're interested in, just waiting to redefine what you thought was the best in the world. Something to ponder.